I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Indiana University's Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance presents M. Butterfly, directed by Murray McGibbon, and it stars guest artist Nate Braga. Murray McGibbon and Nate Braga are our guests. David Henry Hwang's award-winning postmodern drama was inspired by the Puccini opera, Madama Butterfly. In this show, though, a French civil servant falls in love with a beautiful Chinese opera diva, not realizing that she's a man and has a hidden agenda to boot. Braga plays the diva Song Liling. Madame Butterfly, American naval officer, casual involvement, Japanese woman of no special standing. M. Butterfly, French civil servant, falls in love, passionately, Chinese opera diva, who happens to be a woman. Murray, this is a love story with a social comment, but a very strong love story.
Well, it's really a very tragic love story, we've decided. But it's a love story nonetheless. But it has really tragic circumstances. I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, I think the play deals with the fact that some people live in an unreal world, in a fantasy world, and then when the reality dawns, major crises appear.
Fantasy world, reality dawns, major crisis. Act 1, 2, and 3?
It's not gloom and doom. I mean, I think there's a lot of humor in the play. It's a most beautifully constructed piece. And I think real theater goers are going to be in for a treat by the construction of the play, if nothing else. It's a gorgeous play. But, you know, ultimately somebody dies and a relationship dies.
My goodness. Nate, you've written elsewhere that when you're playing Song Liling, that a pair of heels makes a big difference.
It does. It definitely does. It's definitely a challenge, and when just even putting them on makes it a whole difference in the character. But a lot of the work that we've put in is it's an emotional story, and it's a memory play of a man. And it's a challenge. That's basically every time I do it. I still find new things and challenges, and especially doing it in the round this time because I've never done the show in a round before. The great thing about working in the round is that there's no place to hide. There's always someone watching. That makes a big difference.
Now, in part, you're relying on an athletic background, but I gather part of your training has had to be backed off a bit for this role.
Yeah, there's no tumbling or anything I have to do. So that's on the back burner right now.
Now, I was thinking about the fact that in your youth you did more gymnastics, and they've told you that especially for the costume, the upper body work has to be in abeyance for a bit.
Yeah, I kind of try to tone it down a little bit.
Nate's talking a little bit about the costuming. What about the basic mechanics of a production in the round of a story of this dramatic punch?
Well, it's a very difficult story to tell, as you can imagine. How do you get inside the mind of a person and put that on a stage? You know, because it's not told in real time. We go from 1947 to 1988 in China and in France in 28 different locations in the play. So I've created a really empty space with my designers, and we rely on the imagination of the audience to take us from place to place. So what we've got to do, what I've got to do, is try and carve the air with the actors to create the illusion that we are in all sorts of different exciting theatrical places. And we do that with lighting and with sound, of course. But largely it's the actors. But, you know, I like that kind of challenge.
Director Murray McGibbon, guest artist Nate Braga, who plays the role of Song Liling for David Henry Hwang's M. Butterfly, plays in the Wells Metz Theater in the round October 24, 25, 28 through 31, and then on Saturday, November 1st at 2 and 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.